Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio people.
Good morning.
How are you, Jules?
Well, you know, at the moment I feel overwhelmed and anxious.
Alrighty then.
But
good morning, Julie.
Yeah, good morning.
Where are you vibrating at? Well, anyway, I certainly want to do a little administrative stuff here before we first. Let's thank Greg for that amazing bumper music. It never fails to ignite my passion, and for the voiceover work. Thank you. And I want to thank so many of our loyal friends in our community that wished us, good blessings on the death of my mother. And we went to her funeral and got back late last night. And so it's been a busy, ever since last Sunday night, huh?
Oh, I know.
First called us, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It was,
Friday,
and
10 days so far. Mr. Toad's wild ride, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I was in here on the way back home from St. Louis, and they were talking about somebody who wrote a book about, I can't think of his name. I think the last name is Esteban, but I can't remember. But he wrote a book about his wonderful marriage,
mm-hmm.
and it was about his wife dying, and she was in hospice, and it was interesting because you know we really kept vigil
mm-hmm.
near her bed.
We did,
and he did the same thing when
mm-hmm.
he knew it was
mm-hmm.
you never know.
Yeah, you're like when is it going to happen? You don't know, but
you
keep vigil.
You know, and so it was interesting because he talked about, you want to stay close. And he didn't do that with his father. He said him and his wife had talked previously. His father had passed away in hospice. And he said he didn't do it with his father. And he, you know, because he thought that would be, you just have different thinking processes, you know. And
mm-hmm.
he goes, well, you know, I know he, you know, let the professionals take care, let hospice take care of it. And then when his wife was going through it, she said, you know what, I need you near me,
mm-hmm.
even though you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting. It was sweet because I there are so many times that like, well, you know, grandmother's not there really. I mean, you know, she's sleeping or she's resting or whatever and, you know, and so forth. But it was great that we were able to give her that gift. Of being there. And we gave ourselves that gift.
Honestly, it really was. It was totally mutual for everybody's sake. You know,
yes.
I'm sure it pleased her, and it certainly. I know it certainly helped me because by the time that she passed away, I was in such relief because I saw her struggle with every breath for 3 solid days. So when that stopped, honestly. My body was just flooded with, I guess, elation hormones. Like,
right.
Thank you that it's over with, that this struggle has finally, now there's just grace and peace and mercy, you know, that stuff. And so, but now we're back.
Yeah.
We're back, and we are, we've been, what do you think? We've been transformed through the fire of life, and we still came out of it. Woo-hoo, okay, right, girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely think so. I think that it's like, you know, you want to move forward quicker. You know, you
mm-hmm.
want to get rid of stuff faster,
mm-hmm.
and you want to not get rid of stuff. That's not the right word, but
well,
you know,
I think we're wanting to clear the clutter because I think,
right.
I mean, and that's how we talk about it in the Law of Attraction. We talk. I mean, it's not a sexy term, clearing the clutter, but it really talks about what that process is when you want to get back into the stream of your life, and what you need to do is make room
yes.
for the new stuff. And that's just not in physical space.
No.
It's energetic space. It's emotional space. And so I know that this morning you've been, I mean, we had two vehicles that we took down to St.
Mm-hmm.
Louis area, and you've been up for a long time just taking care of those vehicles, getting, you know, because Lindsay got home so late last night.
Yeah, it feels like today is the day that I have to just keep moving.
Right.
I've postponed and procrastinated so many things during this period.
Right.
That now it's like it feels like there's pressure on me, and then like mm-hmm. I just, you know, my worries mm-hmm. are going to my brain. I just okay,
mm-hmm.
universe manager, take care of this, and then also one thing at a time.
One thing at a time.
And here's the thing. I do the radio show first. I mean, I got your car taken care of, or my car taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
When I drove down there, mm-hmm. it's your car.
Well, I thought it was interesting because I, you know, we talked this morning, and you know, I said, "Are you sure you want to do a show?" And you know, because certainly we didn't have to. And you went, "No, I want to get back into the
yeah
to the stream of things," and that's great, you know. So good. Okay, so hey, we wanted to talk a little bit about, I mean, just kind of getting back to basics, huh, sweetheart? What we call our A's to manifesting.
Yeah.
Should I introduce ourselves first?
Go for it. Go for it.
Hey, by any chance, is Norman in the house? Or is he outside?
No, he's somewhere in the house.
Oh,
because yeah.
I would have loved him to turn the air conditioner off.
Oh, I can do that for you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Go ahead, Christine.
Christine. Hey. Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Marie, and I only have that one name, right, Jill? Just like Cher. And,
that's right.
I'm delighted to be your radio host today. I'm a former psychotherapist, taught in behavioral science at the university level, and I'm Julie's mom, but she's my business partner and
yeah.
the love of my life, and I adore her. And I don't know, Jill, you're just like an angel.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know how else to say it, and everybody knows it, too.
Oh.
All the people down at the funeral. Oh, here's the angel. You know,
that was sweet.
And but anyway, when we discovered the Law of Attraction, there was just no stopping us. I mean, I gravitated to it like somebody needing air, right? I mean, that's what it did for me. It just made profound sense to me, and there were many. You know, books written on the subject, but I think the best one was years ago, Deepak Chopra, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success.
It was a beautiful little book.
It is, defines it perfectly. And, I mean, and so we read everything we can get our hands on. We're certified Law of Attraction coaches. I'm in the process right now getting certified as a prosperity guide. How cool is that, right? And that's just who I am. And girlfriend, take it away about you, honey.
Okay, well, my name is Julie. I'm Christine's daughter. I'm a teacher. You know, like she said, over 10 years ago, probably really discovered the Law of Attraction through the Spiritual Laws of Success and focused on that. And then about 4 years ago, really delved deeper into the Law of Attraction. And mostly the reason why is that I love this idea because if you believe in Law of Attraction, you believe in a couple other things, which is, I mean, for me, I do. I kind of put these hands, you know, together. And one is that like attracts like. Your thoughts, your energy, your beliefs attract new and better thoughts and beliefs and so forth. So this idea that I have control over my thoughts and my emotions and my beliefs and it takes practice because, you know, we've been programmed to not believe that. And we've been programmed to believe that if you have a negative thought and a belief, and an emotion to just really stir it up and make sure everybody knows it.
And almost to, like, stir it up so much that you feel that you're diffusing it, but what you're really doing is just spreading it around.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to diffuse it, but how often do we, like, talk about it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you know? And now we don't. Now I don't do that. And it's interesting. I mean, certainly my life has been better, and it's been blessed, and it gets better and better all the time. And yet it hasn't gone exactly the way I thought it was going to go. And I don't know if that's because, you know, the universe has so many bigger things for you than maybe you only even think about. And when you listen, you got to kind of let things go, you know, and move in the direction that you're thinking you're supposed to do. So it's a very, very good ride. And becoming a law of attraction coach in a very intensive year program and having lots and lots of coaching hours, that was fun and exciting, and doing our radio show. I mean, I really just feel blessed, and I give a big holler to technology a day, because I sometimes think, like, how come I didn't figure this out, you know, years ago? Or, you know, I could have been a leader in this, right? And I was like, no. I mean, everything's in perfect timing, and really we had to come to a place in technology where, you know, this works. I mean, my gosh, we have a radio show where people can listen to us. And that just, you know, I feel more connected to people than ever, and that just feels sweet. I feel appreciative.
Good. Alrighty, yeah. Girlfriend. So let's talk about the A's to manifesting. Let's talk about the basics of that. And then I'm going to throw in some things as we do that, because you talked a little bit about, you know, your thoughts and things like that. But let's just throw we call them the five A's.
Yes.
And the first one, and we're just going to go through them. I'm just going to say them right now, and then we'll go to them a little bit in depth. But it's ask. And then guess what? Number two is answered. Number three, aligned. Number four, allow. And number five, the last step is action. Action.
And action can be taken in different forms.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That, you know, and based on the law of attraction, Julie's right, it really is that simple. Like attracts like. And if you can think about this, that the universe is just this great, big, giant cosmic mirror, simply reflecting back to you what you are. As an energetic being, everything is energy, and you're always throwing off a vibration. You're always throwing off a frequency. And if that frequency is confusion gets mirrored back to you in your life.
Yeah.
If that frequency is anger, guess what? The world becomes a pretty angry place for you. And it validates you. You know, you're saying, hey, you know what? The world's an angry, crazy place, and the world reflects that back to you, and it, then you go, see, I told you so.
Yeah.
And you've got proof. But really, it really all stems from you. Excuse me. And so once you know this, once you get it, that you are responsible for, you're an amazing creator. You are an amazing manifester. You just don't know it. If you look around, everything that you've got, that you've created.
Yeah.
However, probably at this point, 95% of it was by default, because you're always creating.
Right.
And now that we know on this leading edge of thought here, where we're balanced, where we're poised, that this leading edge of thought, we become deliberate creators. We become deliberate co-creators in this universe, you know. So I have a hand up. Should I go ahead and answer it?
Sure.
Real quick?
Go for it.
We just have some. We can come back to that. And I am hoping I can do this right, girlfriend.
I know you can.
Let's see. I'm pressing. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this? What's the Don from Charlotte? First time catching your show.
Yeah. Don from Charlotte. Da, 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 da.
What city are you based out of?
Near Chicago.
We're in a suburb of Chicago.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm from New York City originally. Yeah.
Oh. We like
you have to send me. Yeah, so you have to send me some deep dish pizza now. So
there you
go. You know what? Chicago does that so well.
Yeah.
Have you been to Chicago?
Yes, I have. It's a great city.
Do you know
Luminati's
Pizzeria then? I mean, have you ever heard of
Luminati's? No.
Okay, because they really are the best. Well, I guess it's called more stuff than deep dish, but mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's the best.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, it's like quarter after
yeah,
eight now.
Don,
I'm salivating.
Go ahead. Do you have a question, Don, or a comment?
Yeah. First of all, before I get to my question, I just want to, you know, send my heart out to you. You know, I lost my parents, too, both to cancer. And, you know, it's really hard, and the only consolation is that to know that you'll be together again, you never left with them, and
right.
You know, those memories that you have are real precious of, you know, times you spent together.
Right.
And
were you
the
there
memories
when
will
your
get
parents passed?
Yeah, and just as you know, the days go by, just the memories get sweeter.
Yes,
and
if
that's any consolation to you.
Yeah, it's true. We found that. I mean, it's like a miracle happens, you know, and you get to just focus on all the good stuff, you know. And for us too, with the last few days before she passed, I mean, it was so grueling to just, you know, watch her struggle for every breath. That when she took her last one, it was like, oh, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the mystery of life. That.
Yes, really, it's a mystery.
Well, how
anyway.
You know, and thank you for your kind words, because you know, like, you know, it's, you know, we all go through this, you know, we all have to in
mm-hmm.
some sense go through this,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, it is part of life,
mm-hmm.
and it really, in so many ways, it makes our heart expand, it makes
mm-hmm.
our life, you know,
mm-hmm.
that bittersweetness to our life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there, you know, we have a connection with the universe, and I think in our modern world, with all the pavement and skyscrapers, I think that, I don't know, we used to be a lot closer. Does that make sense? We used to be a lot closer to the whole scheme of things and our place in the universe.
Sure. Yes.
And nowadays we're like kind of, there's like a wall between us, and it's like, but it's still there. We're all part of this big thing. So.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we were a lot closer and more connected to all of the basic things, and now things can be seen pretty antiseptic, or we don't have to get our hands messy or whatever, you know. I thought it was really quite precious with my mom. She was in the hospital, and when they said, you know, look, you know, there's nothing at this point we can do. We've done all the heroics and put her into hospice. And when we took her back to the nursing home, they gave us a private room, and it had a
mm-hmm.
big picture window, and we had looked out on this, you know, fields and corn stalks and big trees, and it was just, it was very pretty, you know, and very back to basics, you know. And, you know, I was greatly appreciative of that, because
mm-hmm.
in the hospital, it was just, you know, equipment, nurses in and out, and, you know, there she was, you know, next to somebody else who was, you know, having their own issues. And so all of a sudden, it just became this very close, organic, you know, natural thing, you know, when we got to the, back to the nursing home, you know.
Yeah, and those last days are precious memories that you will have. Could you hold on 2 seconds? My call waiting just beeped.
No problem.
Hang on 2 seconds.
You know, what I was going to say.
I'll hold on. Will you hold on?
Well, we'll hold on because we'll keep talking. We'll hold on because we'll keep talking.
You know? I'm going to do like, let's sing a song from New York, New York.
You know, but what I was going to say is that, you know, this is why I love technology so much.
Okay, tell me some more.
Because here it is in a nutshell. Like Don was talking about how we don't feel connected.
Sorry, live radio. I'm back.
No, I was just saying that. You know, I love. That was so funny. But anyway, one more funny thing, real quick, because it's hysterical, is that when we were in the procession to go to the cemetery.
Oh, you've got to hear this, Don, okay?
They drove to the wrong cemetery.
Yes. We got this big, we're in this big long Bronx recession, and I'm looking up.
Oh my goodness!
And it says St. Clair or something. So,
I'm like,
this
is not our
grandma's cemetery.
Oh.
And all these, you know, these great big long limousines.
Had to do a 3-point turn.
Yeah, they had to make these 3-point turns back out of it because they couldn't just, you know, turn around.
That was hysterical.
I
know. It was. I mean, to see this the hearse come in, and he goes, "What's going on?" And like. It was more like a 5-point
so,
turn.
Yeah, so we had to, we found something to really laugh about. That was good.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, you know that's not something that you practice every day, and that's understandable. You know. So.
Yeah,
but
you know you have to. It's like life is beautiful, and you know it's so interesting because we've been focusing on feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we are so much quicker and easier to find the good in everything.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, Donnie, you know, that we forget that we're connected to everything, with the skyscrapers and the everything else. And then, I mean, here's the one thing about technology is like here I am connected with Don from Charlotte, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina. Or the South. It's North, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And it's like, I mean, this one thing that Blog Talk Radio does for me is that I just feel more connected than ever to people with like minds.
Yes.
And it's like, wait a minute, you know, there are moments I feel isolated sometimes walking through the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, no, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
You know, I am so connected.
I know.
Not just with my family and my friends and in this outer plane of where, you know, in a moment I can connect with people across the globe with like minds who feel the way I do, which is, we feel pretty darn good, you know?
And we not only do we feel good, we understand that nothing is more important than that we feel good, and so we want to keep feeling better and better and better.
Right.
And it's just a lovely way. So, Don, tell me where you're at in the law of attraction.
How has it been working
in your life?
No, your statement was a great segue to my question for you, actually.
Good.
And, you know, I've seen results in the law of attraction before. I do believe in focused energy, but I believe ultimately we're here on this earth to make connections, and we're not alone here. And you know, so I.
You know, you said the word
ahead.
Alone. You know, A-L-O-N-E, and really, it's not a too far of a jump to think that you're all one. You know, A-L-L-O-N-E, and that's how we
that's
get
true.
To see the world.
That's true, yeah, that's a great another segue, because as your brother or sister is suffering, so do you suffer, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, here's the thing with the law of attraction I want to ask you about.
Okay.
In mathematics, some theories hold water, some quotients, theories, whatever hold water, but it has your theory has to be applicable in all situations. You familiar with that? Kind of like in geometry, sometimes it works, but then if it doesn't work all the time, it's, you know. So
right.
Here's my – if
I hope you understand that one, Jill, because I'm not the math girl.
Yeah, here it is. Everything's a theory until it's disproved.
There you go. Okay, well, here we go. Now, if there's a man in the middle of the ocean and his boat just went down, okay, and he's all alone – he can sit there and meditate all day. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. But until another physical being comes out and rescues him, he's not going to be fine. You know what I mean? So
right.
You can think all the positive thoughts you want. So I really think that the highest law is like, you know, love your neighbor and people need people. And that's why I think, like what you're saying with the social networking, it's great because, you know, people are coming together, and
what you're hitting on, Don, is really the limitations. Real limitations of just this idea of positive thinking. I mean, that and a quarter won't even buy you a cup of coffee. You know, that's really true. I mean, this is where. You know, you find that positive thinking is, you know, again, like I said, it doesn't really, it helps, I guess. It's better than thinking negative thinking. But, I'm all with you on that one for sure, you know.
Well, definitely. I've seen focus energy work. But I believe that in the current state of the world, mm-hmm. like, it's really important for people to come together at this point to help one another, mm-hmm. because there are those that are suffering. And ultimately, yeah, love and care is of the highest order. That's the order of the day.
If you saw someone suffering,
uh-huh.
wouldn't you want to help them not to suffer anymore?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the proper action. If you're walking by a lake, I'm back to the drowning analogy. I seem to always go back to the drowning analogy. But if you're walking by a lake and you see somebody drowning, you know, you're not going to say, you know, I'm praying for you. I hope you're going to be okay. You got to take action. You got to throw them a life preserver.
Right.
And
right.
So I don't know where I'm going with this, but you know, I struggle with this.
We all do. And here's the thing. It's not the damn genie in the bottle kind of analogy. That's
mm-mm.
like kindergarten law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, you ask and you allow and you get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but here, I love this analogy. So let's take your analogy of the guy in the water. You know, I don't know how he got there to begin with, okay? But if you believe in law of attraction all the way around, you believe in law of attraction. I'm not saying he was thinking about being alone in the water, you know, without a paddle. But, you know, who knows how he got there, right? He deliberately created that as well. If we take responsibility for our, you know, we deliberately create everything. But here's
well,
the idea, though.
To a point, but the world, go ahead. I'm going to say to the point, but the world is in such a state now that a lot of people are born into their situation. They can't even climb out to peek their head around to, you know, to have these law of attractions. They're weighed down with these problems that have been generational problems.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say generational?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lineage going back thousands of years. Yeah.
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 So I agree. You know, I don't know.
You're doing good. I mean,
yeah.
And you know, we support you in all that. And then you have to look at your belief systems. And we're being shown some of your belief systems. And they're perfect for you right now. That these issues are generational and go back thousands of years. And all of that is true with a small t. But the capital T true is that mm-hmm. you, as a child of the divine, as a child of God, you are an heir to all of the good stuff. And
mm-hmm.
but the thing is, you were enculturated generationally to believe that you were born in a box, and
yes.
some boxes are tighter than other boxes.
Yeah.
And some people think I was born in a jail cell, and somebody, you know, took the lock and threw, you know, took the key and threw it away, you know.
Right.
But now you get to just have a little tiny peek at the man behind the curtain, you know, that's an illusion, that you do have this freedom. And nobody's saying that this is perfect. We're just all here on the leading edge trying to, you know, we believe that the universe evolves. And because it evolves, we evolve. And we're evolving this right now as we speak. We are evolving this new theory, you know,
right.
that if you even go back to, I don't know about the Bible, if you know anything, but just like in the beginning was the Word, you know, and that's what started it all, that you can claim this new word for yourself, which could be, I am born into freedom. I was born into not congestion, not restriction, not lack. And so now, once you kind of grab that and gravitate to that, you start looking at things differently. And then you go, oh, wait a minute, I always thought this way, or I always thought this way. And listen, it is not a street that just goes one way. It kind of goes two steps forward and mm-hmm. one step back and maybe three steps back, huh, Julie, sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Well,
like
definitely, because, you know, for me, like the law of attraction means in a very small thing, very, very minute thing, that the little thoughts I have expand. And it doesn't have anything to do with manifesting these things. It's about feeling better.
Right.
And so I feel a situation has come up that shows me contrast. And guess what? They're going to always show me contrast because I live in an expanding world. if I never got shown contrast, it would be boring, you know. But I'm shown contrast. I know I don't like this experience, like this thing. Okay, how do I pick a better thought? How do I ask for help or guidance or, you know, and then keep moving in that direction? And I use, in the analogy of the guy in the water, you know, let's say he's in the middle of the water and he goes, you know, I'm going to think positively about not being here and ask. And then the universe answers. And he may have answered by having somebody come around and say, hey, dude, why are you in the middle of the ocean? You need help?
So that's like an old joke. Isn't it like an old joke?
It's that old joke about the guy on the, you know.
He goes, God, why didn't you save me? He goes, well, I sent you a boat. I sent you a plane. I sent you a helicopter.
And those are all different ways. And, you know, this is what I get crazy about sometimes. And it's not about you, Don, but this idea that aren't these, I mean, these stories are uplifting. They're just using different language sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, for me, in the minutest sense, it's all about feeling better, because when I'm closer to who my authentic self is, that feeling close, connected to source, connected to you, Don, connected to my mom, connected to everybody, when I feel that way, I'm pretty powerful. Nothing can shake me. Does that make it mean I'm making $1 billion a year? No, but it means this. My life is moving smoothly. I'm there when people need me. I mean, I'm amazed by that. When my grandmother passed, I was amazed that the universe set up a scenario where I was able to be there 24/7.
I mean, it's amazing. We just went downstream and trusted the universe, and it was just handled for us. And again, I want to go back to, you know, Jules talking about, you know, your feelings and feeling good. And I want to go back to the fact that your feelings come from your thoughts, Don. You know that. And where do your thoughts come from? Organically, basically, they come from your belief systems. And that's where you always want to work with. You know, what is my belief here? Is my belief that it's a crazy planet right now and all that? And you know what? That's part and parcel. It's pretty true. But you probably already have a belief in that, you know what, maybe most people are basically good. If I saw a man drowning, I'd go out there, you know what I mean? So you've always are working with your belief systems, and your belief systems truly are that's part of that great cosmic mirror that we talk about. That's always going to be reflected back to you. So
you're done. One belief system that you kind of put up there was this idea that, you know, you like the idea of focused energy. That feels good.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Would you say love or no?
Well, I would say that, you know, as physical human beings, and even if you look at the experiments with water and plants, you know.
Yeah.
Love and being positive and thinking, you know, good thoughts are healing emotions, and hate and negativity causes sickness and disease. I don't know if you've ever heard the experiment of the guy from Japan who had two test tubes of water.
So, we love that.
So, I mean, just from that point of view, we're definitely designed to operate in love. But just coming from you know, the conversation, I definitely think that like you said, despite the problems that we see around us, that I should be trying to focus and attract, you know, love, care, and compassion in my life.
From what I'm hearing in your voice.
Because I feel we need each other.
That's your desire.
I'm going to tell you, I think that basically, you know, if you read my bio, you know that I have intuition and stuff. But I think basically, Don, I would call you... I think you're happiest when you're an uplifter. You know, I feel that in my heart that you like to bring that to the planet, to other people, to feel that they're uplifted. And yet, I think what's the lid that's kind of holding you on is that, and I don't know if it was your you know, maybe your mom or grandma. It's just like, you know, the world's a tough place. It's hard and stuff. And, you know, God bless, it's true. I mean, you can really say that. But you can also say, you know, you go out in nature and you see, you know, the abundance. You can't even count the leaves on a tree. You can't even count the blades of grass. You look around and you see evidence all around of unconditional love that came mm-hmm. that came on this planet. And so I'm just asking you to step beyond that, not cast a blind eye to that, not to do that, but become, stand more steadfast in what you were called to do, is to be this uplifter for humanity, to stand in that power and to know, you know, even on, you know, God made the world in 7 days, and on the seventh day he said it was all good, you know. I don't know why I'm quoting the Bible today, girlfriend, but, you know. And so I want you to declare that it's all good, even though it looks pretty, it can look pretty messy at times, you know.
Yes, I definitely agree with
and
that.
It could be all good because it is all good because it, in some scenarios, those situations that come up that we can't figure out show us things that, like, hey, here's this situation. How do we solve it? And we come up with this amazing problem solver, you know, or
mm-hmm.
we come up with a better solution, mm-hmm. and then our world expands. And then, you know,
love is the teacher,
And right now, I love this idea. I mean, you're quoting the Bible. I'm like, totally, Mom, I'm like totally for technology a day. Because I'm like, you know, there are places in the world, like there are people who, some people have, believe it or not, you know, in these desolate countries are, you know, struggling. Cell phones are keeping everybody connected, you know, and giving them ideas outside the world, you know,
mm-hmm.
outside of their small lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, what you realize is, like, you know, people are starting to think differently, slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
And for every
mm-hmm.
bad thing that we see on the news or we see, yes, it's good to say, okay, I can see those people and I see, resolution for them. And I see that they're going to have, you know, solutions. And if I'm meant to help, you know, there's going to be a way for me to help if I'm meant to help
right.
them.
So, Don, tell me, do you have a couple more minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
So
doing some work on my computer and got the house plants outside sunning. So.
Yay,
me
too. Well, we've got them in our sunroom. Ha ha, we're cheating.
Well, I like to take them out, get them some water in the morning, you know, get them a little sun and air for them to come
yeah.
in.
Oh, that's great.
Talk to them a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess I wanted to say, tell me how you see your role. And, you know, if I
mm-hmm.
asked you, why did you come here? What do you see your major role? That's the first question. And then I want to know, tell me your, I think you already did, but I want you to hit it again. Like, what is your basic bottom line belief on it all? You know, where's the bottom line of your belief system?
Well, to the second part of the question, definitely, you know, love is the most powerful force in the universe. I don't know, had a little experiences, like kind of out of body experiences and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of lucid dreaming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that
you felt and you saw that everything was, all the energy was love, correct?
Well, I was going to say when I willed love, I had this dream one time when I willed love in this dream, this lucid dream, it was like an atom bomb went off. It was like so love. I mean, love. Is the most powerful force in the universe, and I think
yeah.
you see, you know, like a mama bird feeding a baby bird, and the big old tiger puts its little baby in its mouth, and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
like a giant mama alligator puts its mm-hmm. little babies in its mouth, you know, it's the blueprint is all there. So I definitely believe love is the order of the day. As far as my role
and you
in
know
it,
what?
Go ahead.
Let's give that a big shout out. I'm not. I don't want
to. Yeah,
wanna,
shout out
I
to love.
Say yay for that one.
But as far as, you know, my role, I look around and I see people suffering,
mm-hmm.
and I feel a great need and a great urgency to help these people.
Okay.
So.
I want to ask you two questions. Now,
yeah.
Do you feel that you love yourself enough?
I try to, and that's juxtaposed against the weight of the world that's on me. I try my best, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you've been saying that word try a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And try is like this upstream thought, because there's so much judgment to it, because it means that you're not doing good enough.
And it's also like it has a lot of force behind it because, you know, Don, guess what, honey? You are love. You are love. And you don't have to try to do anything. Just allow your belief system to take it on downstream and just get into the flow of that love. And you'll be able to actually take action, right, Jill? You won't have to try. When everything, you know, whatever happens or whatever comes up, you'll just be able to do it. Whatever, it won't be like you have to try, you know. It'll just be just as simple as taking your plants out on giving them a sun bath, right, Jill?
Right. And today, you know, as you go through your world and you notice that there are people who are in need of help, you know, notice people who are showing love.
Yes.
And notice
love more.
Notice love more.
Yes.
Notice love more because that's what will expand.
And also, if you see someone needing help or whatever that looks like to you, see if you can go beyond that to the essential nature of it, which is love. Because we even when someone's in fear, it really is just the opposite of love. But it's just the polarity of love. This is a little bit of homework for you. Just see love. Just choose today to focus your energy on where you see love. And I'm saying actually look for it, huh, Julie?
Yeah.
That's what I am trying to do.
Where can I find the love at here? You know?
In my personal and professional life, I am trying to connect more and more with people who genuinely, you know, operating in that gift. And I think for a while I got bogged down in organized religion. I just kept finding at the end of the day it was all about money, power. And I'm trying to go beyond that to connect with people who have a genuine good heart. So I am trying to connect. So hopefully this is a start speaking to you both this morning.
Oh, it is.
We want you to call back anytime because we love this conversation. We adore it. And I want you to just feel, in terms of the love, also I want you to feel empowered. Not power. I want you to feel empowered by that love. I want you to feel true liberation. I want you to feel that you can take the lid off, whatever's been throttling you, you know, take the lid off that. And if you, just for today, just feel that freedom. Just kind of put your toe in the water and just let it heal you. Let it wash over you. Honestly, I do believe you're an uplifter. I really do. I see that you have a powerful role that is calling you.
Well, I'm just a mere reflection of, you know, who made me and the gift that was given to me. Can't be a hoarder, have to be a giver. So.
Well, you're in a cycle.
You're in a cycle, honey.
You are allowed to receive.
Yeah, I want you to receive and give and receive and
give
and
receive and give until the day you move on.
That's right. I want you to be in that cycle of giving and receiving.
That's the best road to be down is giving, definitely.
Yes.
I've been down that a lot, and it's the best road.
And are you able to receive, too? I mean, do you feel, can you name me one thing that happened yesterday that you felt that you were, that love was, you know, bestowed upon you?
Well, I was, you know, I had a pretty good day as far as what I was able to cook and eat. Professionally speaking, there was, you know, I came across a lot of quote unquote misguided people. I don't want to call them jerks because they're not; they're good people. But
you can call them a jerk.
But I truly believe that the eyes of the universe are upon me, and so I believe that there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction coming for the good out of that. So we're just going to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the state of the world. You know, like you said, we got to try and rise above it best we can and work together. So.
Mm-hmm. And hey, Don, you know, we got just 30 seconds to go, but, you know, I invite you.
The show's over already?
I invite
we have a 45-minute show.
I invite you to call back, though, because I love this discussion. I think that...
And we're here Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, I think
morning.
Other people are helped by it, too, because, you know, we get down to the practicalities of the law of attraction.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's like, hey...
It's good.
It's good. It's really good, because that's what it's about, figuring out how do we use this better and how do we learn more. But, hey, Dawn, we got to go.
Hey, thank you, and
thank
stay
you.
In love today. Stay
yes.
in love.
And you know what? We love you, Dawn. We really do.
Well,
yeah,
I love him more than you do.
Okay. Bye, Dawn. Have a great day.